One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hey, before we delve into things, I just want to tell you about our Liverpool streaming service. It is Redmen Plus. Get involved over there for extra Redmen shows in video form, in podcast form. You've got documentaries, features, interviews, and a hell of a lot more besides. If you join as a club legend, you get the Discord chat, you'll get free merchandise and a host of extra bonus perks. It's like Netflix for Liverpool fans. Get over there, get involved. Otherwise, let's face it, you're going to miss out on amazing Liverpool stuff in your life.
You've narrowly missed out on titles to Manchester City. People will think it has relevance to you. So the question is, how do you feel seeing the charges that have been brought against Manchester City for alleged breaches of financial regulations?
I have absolutely nothing to say about that.
Fair enough.
Good.
We'll move on to the game.
Good
news in training this week. Van Dijk, Firmino, Jota and Arta as well. What chance have they got of maybe figuring in? Despite what's gone before, is it a game of the kind of game where you don't really have to worry about the intensity of your players?
The players are back in training in different, still in different stages. So, like Diogo is the closest. He trains now normal already for 2 days. So another 3 days of training possible for him, and then I think he's in contention for the squad, I would say, but we have to wait a little bit. Bobby, next one. I don't know. We have to see how that looks now, how he deals with training intensity, stuff like this, and then we make a decision there. And yeah, and Virgil, I don't think is that close already, but we will work on that as well. Arthur, probably similar to Bobby, I would say. Yeah, no, that's it. What was it? I don't have to worry about intense. Yeah, no, it's always intense is always important part of the game. And we never went into a derby and said, "Oh, I have nothing to say. It's a derby. Go for it." So always informations we have to give, and we will give them this time as well. We know it's a difficult game. Jean Dyche is now there, and obviously, massive impact immediately. It was obvious, and we have to prepare that, and it's what we did and will do in the upcoming days.
With that in mind as well, when you look at the impact that he's had in a short space of time, do you feel that your group need a lift, and is this a big opportunity for that? Do you get even more of a lift from a game like this?
Yeah, it was very often now in recent years that it was always like this, that Everton could sort a lot of problems in to just beating us or whatever when they were not happy with what happened around, and we were one just for us was not a normal game but another game where we needed desperately 3 points, so that didn't change, to be honest. But I know where we're coming from. Of course, we after the game we played again, and now it was we have to show reaction again, and I know our people want to see that. I want to see that. We have to show that. Said it now, okay, I'd already introduced before the press conference. This is not a time we wanted to have, or a time we are happy to be in, or whatever. But I think it's a time where we as well can show, if we want to show, that the club is really special. So the boys and we delivered a lot of great moments in the last few years. In the moment, it's not for different reasons, not all of them are clear. It's not possible that we didn't do it, but we are fighting for it to change the situation in a better direction. But I really believe the better you behave in your lower moments, the quicker you get in the better moments again, and then the much more success you will have in the better moments, because then you are just still together. And that's, I think, in normal relationships like that, in football relationships, it should be like that as well. And I thought so far we did really well all together, especially our supporters. And I'm really looking forward to that, to a derby atmosphere, to a proper atmosphere, and to a proper football game.
Hi. What sort of episode are you preparing for under Sean Dyche? You've obviously faced his teams before.
Yeah.
What would you be preparing for?
A very compact side, very good in counter-attacking, really, and set pieces will be very dangerous for us, and very important subject, definitely. So, yeah, that's the team. It's and you could see that in the last game. It was good. It really was a good game. So, we had a lot of off the game in their moments. Of course, Arsenal was dominant, but that's clear. But in the end, Everton had really good chances before they scored already, and the goal came from set piece, and that's how they scored in the end. But they could have scored in other moments as well. So we prepare for the team we saw against Arsenal. That makes sense, and because they are longer together now than they are, all the patterns can be all a bit clearer for everybody. But the difference is it's not there. It's here. So we have to make sure that is clear, will be clear in the game as well.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Got a great record in Merseyside derbies and won the league in the last 24 in the Premier League. Is there one derby?
I had already 24 derbies. No.
No.
Okay. I thought no. Wow. Okay. More and more and more.
But is there one derby moment that stands out, or one particular derby?
Yeah, but I don't know. That, of course, it is. But that's now not important to. Yeah, we've got to ask. It's not. It's a 1-0 at home, but it's just emotion, not the kind of goal or whatever. A late winner in a derby is the best. What can happen? I think that day everything was set pretty much for a draw, and then it's clicking. So yeah, that's my favorite moment, but it's nothing to do with the kind of goal or whatever. It's just, yeah, that's it.
Just to pick up on something you were saying earlier about the reaction, does it matter that you're playing Everton on Monday? It's just another opportunity to try and
Both. It matters always, but it's another opportunity as well. That's how it is. It's now not a normal game, and for us, whoever would come, we have to show, blah, blah, blah. That's true, but it's still Everton. So that's for them. On a different importance level, it's for us as well. It was never like this. We thought, oh my God, you know, Everton, oh whatever. No, it's a very, very important game in our situation and in general. So both.
I just want to ask one on Jordan Henderson. I think he's start was nearly or almost a month ago. If you take Everton coming up now on Monday night. And to put some context in, he's played, he's featured 91 times for club and country since the start of last season. So whilst you've been dealing with all the other problems and the situations and the injuries, I guess you have to factor in player management as well with fatigue and other things that can creep into the performance of a player.
Of course. But where's the, where? How can I answer that? Yes. No, it's a complete. It's
91 appearances he's made since the start of last season. That's a lot.
So, yeah, that's absolutely. So it's people don't want to hear this kind of things because it all sounds like excuses or stuff like this. There must be reasons for a few things what we did this season. So it and we don't turn into bad people overnight. It's not that we are, that we lost the football brain, that we don't know the game anymore, stuff like this. So that could be the reason on top of that. So apart from losing confidence, losing, never got, having momentum, stuff like this. Yeah, there are some physical things as well. They are clear. So other players from other clubs have similar problems, cannot play the season they played last year. So, but for us, it's now not too important because it's long. The last season is long ago, meanwhile. We try to manage things as much as we can, like workload and stuff like as much as we can, because we can't do it. We couldn't do it. Now we can do it a little, or could do it a bit more, but in the past we couldn't because pretty much everybody who was available, especially up front, had to play. But we had changes up front, so when you have changes up front, you want to have more settled midfield where it's clear what is happening, that you don't change too much and all these kind of things. So it's not always, the workload management is not that easy, let me say it like this. But let's talk about this week. They all look incredibly fresh. That's the truth as well. So the training sessions so far were really good, but super intense from how the boys did it. And so... Yeah, 91 games, but then the 92nd could be a really good one.
Mike.
Jürgen, talking about Jordan Henderson, and like a lot of other players, his form has not been at the highest standards throughout the season. Obviously, we saw what he could do in the World Cup. When he's not around, how much in that key midfield area do you miss his leadership qualities? And could his return be vital? To sort of get in that back.
I don't understand how why we talk about one player. I mean it. Though Hendo, I hope nobody, everybody knows how much I respect him and stuff like that. It makes no sense. In two reasons. If it's now so the one who is the who plays really well, and now we talk about Henderson. You are not. Sorry, I don't like to say that, but it's true. You are not able to deal with these kind of things. When I talk about one player, you make it their subject. I spoke already too long now to you about it because, like, and Henderson is this, and Henderson. Hendo is not our problem. Never was and never will be. So, and when he is ready, good shape, blah, 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 he played 98% probably of the games we had. So now it didn't start for two games or three games. I don't know exactly. It came on, all these kind of things. So that's the situation. Yes, and he played all these games because very, very, very important player for us. That's the only reason, no other reason for it. So when he's then not playing, then you miss that. So that's how it is. Easy as that. But there's nothing. I understand that you have to think about subjects, but I cannot answer this question because there's nothing. Yes, he's very important. Said that. That was pretty much a question. How much you miss it?
No, a lot. No, that wasn't the question. The question was about when you've been struggling for midfield balance this season. Jordan Henderson's form, as I said to you, hasn't been up to enormous standards like all the others. The question was about.
But that's the key. But yeah, no. But the key, yeah, no. No. But the key. But the key. No, true. But the key thing is like all the others. So and that's why, if you miss something from Hendo, but all the rest would be there, we wouldn't miss it that much.
But he's an inspirational figure for you. So.
But how? Like all the others are. Like Virgil van Dijk is when he's on top level. Then if we miss him like crazy, from his top level. But when he's not even Virgil played all. The game sensationally well, so it means on this day, but do we miss him that much? I don't know, but I'm overly happy that he's coming back. So that's why I think we don't have to make a Jordan Henderson story in that situation. This is a team story, and if you want, a manager story, nothing else. So, but not individual players or individual members of staff or whatever. So that's not, that this story doesn't work. So definitely not. And that's all.
After last week and some of the comments you made, particularly about the first 15 minutes, can you sense that the players this week want to front up and accept
definitely
responsibility?
For definitely. Definitely. Yeah, absolutely. That's all the signs are there. But when I say that now, I know that people will sit at home if they watch it and say, yeah, but show it on Monday. We see it exactly the same. We have to show it on Monday. But training was anyway so far really good and will be. Everything is goes in the right direction. So that's true. Aggression is there. Determination is there. Readiness is there. Concentration is there. Focus is there. Intensity is there. So, yeah, so far a really good week.
Carl?
After every bad performance, you're asked to explain the reasons for it or why you think it is. Is there a point where there's only so much analysis you can do on what's happened to you, and it's just a question of going with feel or just, you know, thinking differently about something? Can you get to the point where there's all the answers you've got, and there's no other explanation?
I have a few problems. So when in the best possible period we ever had, it's very easy to have press conference. Very easy, because you don't ask really important questions. It's like, oh my God, he scored 3 goals and stuff like this, and these kind of things. And then we have a laugh together and all these kind of things. It's nice. Then it's not going well. And of course, you cannot explain similar mistakes 500 times in a different way, or then always new mistakes. So if we make them and go for it, it's really not easy, but, and you know it. It's not disrespectful when I say you cannot deal with it, because some of you make, of the things I say, make massive things that was not my intention. I try to get through this without, I'm responsible for it. So, and if you blame me, but if I talk now, we talk Handel, and it's, oh, Handel is not there, and this is not there, and these kind of things. So I have to be careful with this guy, because I don't want to do it. So that's why it's so difficult to talk all the time about things like this. That's why it really, it's really helpful if you've been at least from time to time a game, because then you have a little break of that. But I don't have that now for a while. So that makes it really intense. But it's not just difficult, not impossible. So, but it's not as enjoyable, obviously, I guess. But I can explain in football absolutely everything, but not to you. No, that's true, because it's not. If you have to understand yourself or find somebody who explains it to you. It's not my job. Maybe after career, you can ask, call me and tell me what happened there, and I can explain it to you. But it's not what I see. Is not for you. So, but it's nice about the game as well. So you can write the whole week what you think, and nobody tells you wrong or right. So, and people can say what they want, it's absolutely fine. So that means there's the problem. I'm completely in the situation. I can explain everything and I to the boys, and we understand most of it, because not everything is to understand, to be 100% honest. But then we go from there, and so that's a good thing about it. And there's the next game is coming up, and then we have a chance for a better result and a much easier press conference afterwards. Yeah, I have no problem with it. I enjoy it. It's not the right word. No.
Certain players come in incredibly fresh. I'm just wondering how much and how beneficial the time off is. You get a couple of days earlier.
Yeah. Oh, it would now. In Germany, this question would have come much earlier. How can you give them 2 days off when you're in the situation you are in? So in England, you are. Relaxed with that, to be honest. So, but that's a thing. So, you cannot, even if you want to, you can, but it's not beneficial. You can train every day. So we play bad, next day we came in and then we take 2 days off. So we made an analyze, we spoke to each other, and then we gave them 2 days off, because it's a very long time between Saturday and Monday. So, but of course, I could have said Sunday training, bam, recovery, whatever, and from Monday on, we go for them. That wouldn't be helpful at all. It would have been bad. It would have caused injuries. It would have caused a lot of problems. And to be honest, on Sunday, after we spoke about everything, I thought 100% it makes sense if we don't see each other for 2 days. And it was helpful. I left on Sunday in an average mood and came back. It was a good mood. And I worked through it. I had a lot of phone calls and stuff like this. But anyway, it was in a much better mood. So that's a completely different mood, to be honest. And that's why it's very helpful. So yes, they benefited of it. So that was very good. But you asked the question in a nice way. I know what you want, but it's okay.
Neil. Yeah.
Yeah, Thiago has some problems. I have to ask him. I know the problem, but I have to ask him what I'm allowed to say about it. Didn't do that, do you know it?
No.
Yes, with hip flexor, stuff like this. Yeah, that's it pretty much. So he was not able to train. Anybody else? Don't think so.
Thank you so much for that. Hope you enjoyed it. If you want more Red Men in your ears, then consider signing up to redmenplus.com. You get everything that's on the website in video and, if you want it, in podcast form. From £5 a month, redmenplus.com. You get 2 free items of merchandise every single season. If you sign up as a club legend, you get 20% discount codes every single month, exclusive discounts from our partners, as well as your name in the credits and each and every Red Men Plus show.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.